If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome my colleague Katrina Vandenhove, the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine, as well as a columnist at The Washington Post. The headline from the Financial Times out of London in these last days: Vladimir Putin revises nuclear doctrine in warning to West. Subhead: Russian president ratches up threats as Ukraine's NATO allies consider supplying Storm Shadow missiles. Katrina, a very good evening to you. You and I have talked for decades about the nuclear weapon threat. Of grave concern is something can go wrong. In this instance, what is going wrong is not human error, but is an exchange of, we will not permit you to attack Russia with Storm Shadow missiles. Mr. Zelensky traveled to the United States in these last days to ask for exactly that permission. Is this nuclear brinksmanship? How do you read this? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I mean, I read it as you spoke about ratcheting up Putin and the Russian elite ratcheting up, normalizing talk of higher nuclear use, et cetera. But the ratcheting up is with the intent, the interest on the part of Ukraine, with elements of the U.S. NATO establishment, to send Storm Shadow missiles to be fired deep into Russia. And I think that is the big news. Even if the Storm Shadows had been given the green light, we still don't know that's the case on the part of the U.S. government. Would this lead to Ukrainian, quote, victory? I think what you saw with Zelensky's trip, it was a kind of last-ditch effort. He could feel being overwhelmed by the partisanship of the election, and understands, I think, more and more, Zelensky does, what we're seeing in several polls, John, not just one or two, but Cato Institute, yes, the Eurasia Group, twice as many Americans think the U.S. should push for a negotiated settlement to end the war in Ukraine as think it should not. And some of that is because they feel this is not a policy in the United States' interest. Others wish to turn to China, which many think is the real threat. So I think Zelensky is a smart man and could feel some of these waves as he was here at a very challenging time.
The victory plan he brought with him consisted of a $1 trillion request to rebuild and to continue the war, also membership immediately in NATO, also membership in the EU, and at the same time, the Storm Shadows, also all in one package. I believe the White House said no to all of that.
Well, that is, part of what's going on with the provision of weapons is the United States, elements of the United States government foreign policy establishment are saying that, Ukraine needs to do better on the battlefield in order to do better at a negotiating table. Some think that what you may end up with is what essentially was on the, quote, table a few weeks after the war started in 2022, the Istanbul Plan, which allegedly Boris Johnson tanked, or not allegedly. But the idea of NATO and EU, first of all, those institutions have provisions for membership. The Ukraine does not meet those provisions at this time. And one of the things that consistently appears in any negotiation talk is, neutrality, that Ukraine be provided with security guarantees. But NATO is a red flag.
The request was not satisfied. Let's put it that way. I don't want to emphasize the negative. and we're left with a battlefield that is deteriorating very quickly. There are headlines, you can't trust it, it's fog of war about the Russians making advances routinely in the Donbass.
Right.
It is clearly time to negotiate. Do you see any evidence at all that either Zelensky or his cabinet or the authorities in Kyiv are recognizing that it's over, that they have to talk and they have to make concessions?
Yes, I think that after the election, things will move quickly. It may move in a different direction if Kamala Harris is elected. But I think the stomach for continuing to arm is going to be very small. I think there's this feeling in this country that this war is not necessarily in the country's interest. And I think, John, it's important to note the Austrian election this past weekend.
Yes.
Not a major power, but another example of how across Europe you're seeing the rise of parties in parliamentary systems which do not want to support this war, certainly do not want to support Ukraine. And I think that's a dangerous, it's not dangerous, but it is the rise of a certain kind of nationalistic anti-immigrant party, but very consistently opposed to funding any part of this war. So I think that can't be masked. And I think that's an element Zelensky must also understand as he reaches out to the U.S. more and more.
Katrina is pointing to a report out of London. The Freedom Party, FPO, secured the first far-right national parliamentary election victory in post-World War II Austria, finishing ahead of the governing conservatives after tapping into anxieties about immigration, inflation, and Ukraine. Right there. That's Austria. We already know that the Germans are rattled by the success of Alternative for Deutschland and Sarah Wagenknecht's story. And we can go through the map. All of this tells Ukraine to quit it. Are they not listening?
Would Zelensky be more secure if there were elections that had been held? I think internally there's enormous stress and not necessarily, the recruitment of Ukrainian men has been very, very tough in Ukraine. It's very tough in Russia, too. I don't see this continuing for much longer after this election in the United States.
Well, it's a binary, Katrina, and I don't know what Mr. Trump's opinion is. I really don't. He says a lot of things. I believe Ms. Harris's opinion is consistent with Mr. Biden's. In other words, a continuation of the Biden administration, which is as long as it takes. Have you seen any editing on that?
Well, tomorrow night we have a vice presidential debate. I think Kamala Harris is seconding Biden as long as it takes and boxing herself in. But boxes can open. And I think if there is a win by Kamala Harris, there will be pressure perhaps to stay the course. But I don't see that because there are elements, as you know, John, pushing a move to China, moving the energy and the negative militarism toward China. The nuclear card is extraordinarily dangerous. I don't mean to mitigate it, but the accidental possibilities, the normalization of talk about nuclear weapons, and the danger, this is where I see potential danger, is that Ukraine has sought in some ways to bring the United States / NATO into the war through these, sending missiles into Russia. So all of that is murky, but my strong view is that the energy behind arming Ukraine, the continuation of a war that has no strategy, and that Biden, in fact, and I think Kamala, in meeting with Zelensky and others, leaked that there was discomfort, with what Zelensky presented as a plan.
So you expect a resolution November 6th or as close to it as possible?
No, I don't expect a resolution of the election on November 6th, maybe toward the end of the year. It may move quickly, it may move slowly, but I think the signs are that there will be pressure in light of the weapons provisions to use that to get to a table. That has been part of the U.S. reason to continue providing weapons, or the British reason. So we shall see. But I think it's with Gaza, the war in Gaza, with China looming as a focus,
right.
It just seems to me it's tough to maintain the energy around providing weapons and maintaining playing a role in this war.
Katrina Vandenhove of The Nation magazine. I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.